Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're talking about Chapter 3, School Age, and this is all about catching them being good. You know what? We've all heard the old, would it be called an adage or a the old adage, the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Right.
But I've heard it both ways. Squeaky wheel gets the oil and squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Right.
I don't know that it really matters, but the point is that oftentimes, as parents, we pay a lot of attention to negative behavior.
If it's a big wheel, it would be grease.
Yeah.
Small wheel would be oil. I'm guessing. You know, think about it. Gigantic wheels, they need grease. Oil doesn't do enough.
Doesn't?
Little tiny gears would need oil. Thin oil.
Okay. If you... Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
I think I'm right. I think I'm right on that one. I mean, you wouldn't put grease on a wristwatch.
Yeah.
Too thick.
How did we get to this point?
How did we get here? How did we get this low on that? So we're talking about school-age children.
School-age kids.
This would be kindergarten?
Yeah, kindergarten through about 12.
Through about 5th grade, 6th grade?
Just prior to adolescence, just for the teen years. Yeah.
Okay, so elementary school, essentially. Okay, yeah. And so what we want to do in these years is catch them being good.
Right.
Okay.
This is the period where we really start getting into kids pushing limits. We really start getting into kids... You know, having lots of expectations, lots of rules. There's lots of boundaries, whether it's at school or at home or on the playground or in organized sports. There's lots of rules and lots of expectations. Mm-hmm. And so what that often translates to are lots of opportunities for kids to fall short, not to meet our expectations.
And lots of opportunities for parent-child interaction.
Right.
So here again, we're still dealing with young children, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And so... So there's plenty of opportunity for interaction at this age. With youth sports, for example, this is the time when parents do, get involved.
Right.
Scouting or sports or whatever kids are doing. Parents get directly involved. They have to provide transportation.
Right.
Okay. And so this is a time of fairly intense parental, or should be a time of fairly intense interactions.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this is also a time where parents are handing over lot of the management of your child to somebody else, whether it's a teacher or a scout leader or a coach or the parents of friends of your child or whatever. And so we have this opportunity where kids are going to be placed in many different circumstances where the expectations of their behavior are going to vary.
Mm-hmm.
You can behave very differently at home than you can on the baseball field than you can at school.
Right.
And so because of that, we have to be very mindful of how much attention we are placing on negative behavior, on what we'll call quote-unquote misbehavior, behavior that we do not want to continue.
Right. Yeah, I think the two big things that are happening during these elementary school years is you have this push for success.
Right.
You know, many parents get very invested in say, okay, I have to build this foundation during elementary school, so we have to get all A's and we have to be superior in all ways. And so you have that on the one hand. On the other hand, you have so many opportunities for kids to make mistakes.
Right.
And so you're spending a lot of your time being critical. They're not meeting your expectations. They're out. They're beginning to go out into the world, and they're making friends that you don't approve of, and that sort of thing. And so you have both of these things happening at this time. So it's a little bit trickier than previous developmental stages. Infancy was easy. Just take care of your baby. 2 to 5 was a little bit easier because most of what you did at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're into a much bigger arena, and there are more... more opportunities for trouble to arise, and more opportunities to start moving toward negative attention
right.
rather than positive attention.
Yeah.
But we want you to be positive. Catch them doing the good things.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one of the strategies that we offer in the supplemental material, something mm-hmm. we call the 5-to-1 ratio.
Right.
And this the importance of, you know, kids during this stage of development, kids recognize quite handedly when they're being redirected or when mm-hmm. a parent, they're getting in trouble, basically. Mm-hmm. And so what happens with a lot of kids that we see, and, you know, our own kids, is that we notice that kids tend to overemphasize times when they've been in trouble. So right. they really pay attention to the fact that, man, I've gotten in trouble a bunch of mm-hmm. times today, and so today was a bad day. Or,
right.
I get in trouble all the time. We hear those kinds of things.
Yeah.
The reality is that they may have only been redirected a couple of times, but the sad fact is that those redirections, those times when they've been reprimanded,
mm-hmm.
stick out in their mind, and really they pay a lot of attention
right.
to that.
Right.
And so I think the kids really believe that they get in trouble all the time. That,
yeah.
You know, and so... And in some circumstances, parents admit that the kid is in trouble all the
mm-hmm.
time. I have to keep telling him over and over and over again to do this or to do that or to not to
right.
do that. And so the 5-to-1 ratio is a little strategy that we encourage parents to use to
mm-hmm.
help balance that out so
yeah,
that
you
don't have so much negative.
That's right. You have to think about the good things that they're doing.
Right.
Most of us have this tendency, we feel this obligation to shape our children and to sand off the rough edges. And we tend to overemphasize
mm-hmm.
their shortcomings, their the things that we don't approve of,
right.
things that we think they should be doing better.
Right.
They're doing okay.
Right.
You know? And that's what most children say, just I'm doing as well as I can.
Right.
And they really do mean that.
Right.
And eventually they're going to get there. So be gentle during these years.
Yeah.
At the previous developmental stage, we talked about by age 5, children should have accomplished these 3 things. Again, when you think about what should I be trying to do with my children, by the end of 3rd grade, kids should be reading at grade level.
Right.
They should have acquired all of their speech sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, they should be able to regulate their emotions.
Right.
And if they're not regulating their emotions and their behavior by the end of 3rd grade, you could be in for a rough ride
right.
for the rest of this elementary school and into the teenage years.
Right.
So that's what you really should be working on, is the regulation of emotions
yeah.
by the end of the 8th year, by the time they're 8 or 9 years old. Kids should be regulating their own emotions. They should be able to rein
right.
themselves in.
Right. And if you remember, we've been talking about that since infancy. Kids have to... Early on, it's behavioral regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Very early on, it's sleep regulation.
Yeah.
And then it's behavioral regulation, handling,
mm-hmm.
Rules in different places. And all of those are precursors to emotional regulation.
That's right.
And so by this stage, this is where we need to have emotional regulation nailed down.
That should be happening during mm-hmm. elementary school.
Right.
I mean, those are your big obligations. And once again, we tend to focus on the academic.
Mm-hmm.
And the cognitive development and their academic development and getting all A's and how are they doing in sports and where are they and how are they competing with other kids. The 3 most important things, and of those 3, the most important is there should be emotional regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So they should be able to regulate their emotions by age 8.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, you still have work to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And the work is going to get harder.
It gets harder each year.
Yeah.
It's harder each year.
Yeah. So again, the goal here is catching them being good and helping them develop that sense of that sense of self-regulation, emotional self-regulation,
right.
so that they can respond appropriately
yeah.
to various circumstances in their life, handle disappointment, handle losing, handle winning,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
managing things when things don't go the way that they want.
Right. This book is about raising emotionally healthy children. And the other thing to remember during the elementary school years is that a child at this age is trying to make the decision about whether they're going to be industrious, whether they're going to be a good
mm-hmm.
student, or if they're going to fall back and say, well, I'm just not good at anything.
Okay? Be inferior.
That's the decision that they're struggling with.
Right.
We call it industry versus inferiority. If you think about your child, remember, your child is struggling with industry versus inferiority. So whatever you do, whatever attention you're giving them, you are fostering one or the other.
Right.
And you're either encouraging them to be industrious and competent, or you're discouraging them, mm-hmm. and they're going to develop feelings of inferiority because right. they're not good at things. So please keep that in mind.
Right. And be don't be led astray in the way that we even talk about that. Kids don't choose these things. Mm-hmm. They don't decide, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to be industrious. Right. Or, no, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm going to feel inferior. Mm-hmm. This comes from you, from the way that you interact with them and from the way in which they find success in their life.
It's the messages they get from right. the adults in their lives, parents and teachers and mm-hmm. family members and neighbors and other people who are shaping them.
Absolutely.
That's who's going to determine these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it all begins mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
And
that's
the way in which you attend to them. So, mm-hmm. right. All right. That's it.
That's it.
Check out. You'll love chapter 3. It's a great chapter. Yeah. So, all right. That is it for today. As we've been announcing, the book will be released on Amazon as a Kindle book on January 31st.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Until then, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes and go to right. iTunes and write a review of the podcast, and we will send you a free mm-hmm. copy of the EPUB version of the book.
Right.
Now, as we keep mentioning, I feel like I have to say this every time, the book, well, when you write a review, I can't contact you through iTunes. It's just the way that iTunes handles that. So what you have to do is you have to jump onto the website then, thementalbreakdown.com, mm-hmm. and hit the contact us, send me an email that says, hey, this is my user ID.
Right.
I wrote a review. Send me my book, and I will send you the EPUB.
Happy to send you one.
That's just really the
Happy
only way
share.
That I can get it to you. So, all right. So that's up to, until the 31st. You can get a free copy of the book.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to write a review.
I'll send you a copy of
it.
Okay. So, all right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/thementalbreakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.